Newcastle and the Hunter. This is Nick, Jess and Ducko for breakfast.
What time is it?
Showtime!
Ooh, 6:02. Happy Monday, gang.
Good morning.
Happy Monday, guys. And I finally finished The Last Dance, the Michael Jordan documentary, and I can really get into that start of show yell.
No,
now.
We're so over it. Yeah. It was so long ago we all watched that.
Yeah, it was so long ago. What? How many months ago was that?
Oh, my God. At least 2.5.
Yeah.
Guys, they won.
They did it. You got to Google that. They did it. Yes, they won. Well done, buddy. Good
did you ever finish The Tiger King?
Yes.
Okay, good. Was that also recently?
2 weeks ago. Yeah,
that was also pretty recent. You're just getting up to date.
Yeah, okay.
So you'll come and go, have you guys seen a movie called Avatar? It's brilliant.
I heard good things about that. They're blue, those people.
They are. Yes, they are. And the second one's coming out soon, so you can catch up with it.
It's too much. Stop releasing things so fast, everybody.
I know. That'll be like a 3-hour film, like the first one. You really can't sit through a 3-hour film, not with twins.
You got to break it up. When was the last time you went to the movies?
We tried in December last year.
Oh, man.
And we were going to leave them with my dad and stepmom when we were allowed to go to Victoria. And they screamed so badly with us leaving that we couldn't leave until after the movie started. I think maybe December the previous year.
Oh, man.
Mate, you've got to drill into the children. Session times, the importance of them. I don't make the rules. The cinema makes the rules.
Yes. That's tough, man. Do you miss the movies?
Oh, yeah, I love movies so much. And I love the cinema.
Rub it in.
You know, it's only temporary, guys.
Oh, so true, mate.
They're not going to be tiny forever, and we get to cherish those moments of them screaming.
Yep, you get to cherish moments of that.
You just have to leave the room every time Ducko and I talk about something we've both watched that's just come out.
Like, it gets frustrating. After about a month of it being out, you and me are like, nah, we don't care. We're just going to say
the statute of limitations on the spoilers is up.
It's done.
Yeah.
How are our weekends, though?
Oh, mate, solid. I had the most wholesome Sunday of my life. Really ticked another WOG box, boys. Got 2 giant terracotta urns for my garden. Planted the gardenias.
I felt like such a
not nice.
On your paved front lawn, I hope.
with our marble lions.
Yes.
Oh, it was so wholesome. Yeah. It was really nice. Oh, so that's what we did for a sunny Sunday.
Where are you going to plant the olive tree?
Well, you know what? Angus had the best idea, my fiance.
Yeah.
Right at the front door. We've got a little alcove thing, you know, where the doorbell is.
Yep.
Pop a little olive tree there.
Sure, they shed. When it comes time for them to drop,
we'll
be sweeping up a bucket of olives a day.
All right.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm not mad about that.
Yeah.
Okay.
It would look so aesthetically pleasing walking into their house with olives.
Squishing on olives.
Yeah. Yeah.
Standing on olives.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Birds, one stone. Yes. All the guests who traipse through the front entryway, they squish the olives.
Yes.
Olive oil at the end.
You do have to soak them in brine, I think, for about 6 months before you can do that.
Okay.
But
if
you have a little brine bucket, maybe, that catch
so
them,
true.
And just leave them there for 6 months and then re-pour them onto your front.
All right,
and
all
then
right.
Gather up
it's all
the olive
for show
oil.
Anyway. It's all for the
gram.
You're all good.
Mate,
just take the photos of it. Doesn't matter.
Slave to the gram.
Yeah, absolutely.
How was your weekend, Ducko?
My weekend was good. Saturday was horrible because it was windy.
Oh, wasn't it?
So windy.
And it was just that bit of coldness. The last snap of winter before we really get into the good times. Apart from that, it was good. Pretty slow Sunday yesterday. Had a few drinks Saturday. Not an idiot. You know
not
how
an
it
idiot.
Is, guys.
Can't live once.
Oh, that's it. But it was good. Good weekend. You know what I mean?
Okay.
I'm just excited for a big week, guys, because we got our Pablo Poolboy on.
Oh, my God. Yeah. The newest member of Nick, Jess and Ducko.
Yes, 7 a.m. And you can win $1,000 cash every single day with Pablo Poolboy at 7 o'clock this week, guys.
So generous, our Poolboy.
Everyone.